Chapter 6. Strange Walks. One day, the captain seemed worse than ever. He said to his wife, "My dear, an evening walk will do me good. I was a sailor for so long. It's hard for me to just sit around the house. Would you mind if I went out?" "Of course not," she replied. So Armand went out. Then he went out again the next day, and the next, and the next. He always left for his walks at the same time. When he returned, he was always in a wonderful mood and full of love. Natalie was now more worried than ever. "Maybe he loves another woman," she thought. "He goes to see her in the evenings. I must let him know that I have discovered his secret. No, I will wait until I have some proof. Then I will confront him." She went to talk to her uncle. "I am so unhappy," Natalie sobbed. "What's the matter?" said the old man, leaning back in his chair. "Armand leaves the house for 2 hours every evening, always after dinner. Then he comes back in high spirits and acts full of love. Oh, uncle, I cannot take it any longer. I'm sure he is seeing another woman. Please help me to discover the truth."
"But," said her uncle.
Natalie begged him, "You are always so good to me. Please do me this favor." The uncle did not want Natalie to end her marriage. He enjoyed his peaceful, happy life. So the uncle pretended to follow Armand. After a few days had passed, the uncle went to talk to Natalie. He lied, saying that he could not walk fast enough to follow Armand. "In what direction does he go?" she asked.
"Sometimes he goes one way, and sometimes another. He is always alone. I'm sure you don't need to be suspicious. He just walks for exercise," said the uncle.